Now we go to Chicago, which is also dealing with the aftermath of violence. Hundreds of demonstrators spent Friday in the streets there protesting the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald by a Chicago police officer. Now that happened in 2014, but it was just this week that a police video of the shooting was released and the officer involved was arrested for murder. Also on Friday, Chicago police announced an arrest in the shooting death of 9-year-old Tyshawn Lee earlier this month. The child was allegedly targeted because of his father's gang involvement. We wanted to hear about how Chicagoans are coping with all this, so yesterday we called Laura Washington, a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. She was at member station WBEZ. And we also called Reverend Corey Brooks. He's the pastor of the New Beginnings Church on Chicago's South Side, and we reached him just as he was leaving one of those Friday protests we just mentioned. And I began by asking Reverend Brooks about the mood of the city these days.
It's a bittersweet day in Chicago. We're getting to put somebody in jail for executing a child, and that's very, very good. But on the other hand, we're demonstrating about a police officer killing a child. So, you know, Chicago is a very tough place, and we're facing so much economic deprivation, a failing educational system, the breakdown of family structure, and then living in a community where it's just totally impoverished with a lot of hopelessness. It breeds a lot of frustration and it gives birth to a lot of violence. And that's exactly what we're continuing to experience year after year in the city of Chicago.
Laura Washington, what about you? You've been also been writing a lot about your frustration with Black-on-Black violence. You know, you've been critical of the city leadership, but you've also been critical of activists for not having enough to say about these kinds of killings. First of all, do you have some theory about what's going on right now?
Well, I think that I would echo what Reverend Brooks said, but I would add a couple of layers to that, and that is the city of Chicago is probably one of the most segregated cities in the United States, if not the most. And there is so much isolation in communities on the south and west sides of Chicago, the same communities where you've seen these very difficult and controversial shootings. And I think it's because folks don't feel like they have options. That's a big part of it. And I also think that the police violence that you've been hearing about, especially around this Laquan McDonald case, that kind of violence has been prevalent in the city of Chicago for 50, 60 years. We've become too accustomed to it. It's become part of our culture. But the Black-on-Black violence, which seems to be increasing and seems to become more heinous, and when you're talking about Black men allegedly executing a young 9-year-old boy, that means things have really gotten out of control, and we need to acknowledge that, and we need to take responsibility for what's happened to our community.
Reverend Brooks, what about you? I mean, are you having trouble talking about both of these things in the same weekend?
Well, you know, it's always tough. Anytime you're talking about death of young individuals, it's always difficult. But what we have is, unfortunately, the devaluating of human life from both perspectives. You have police officers who do not value life, and you have young African-American males who are not valuing life. And until we all start to see the value in one another, things are not going to change. But we've got to do better, and it's something that we should not tolerate. Here in America, we're supposed to be a lot better than what we're showing. And we've got to teach our young people to be better than what they're showing.
But what do you say to people who say that, you know, why is there a march because this police officer killed this teenager, but there's no march that somebody killed this little boy?
I would say that's not true. We had a march on Michigan Avenue focused around Black-on-Black crime, and people showed up, and I appreciated it. And so I was torn on whether I should do this march, but I said to myself, if I can march down Michigan Avenue when it's Black-on-Black crime, then surely I should be able to march down Michigan Avenue when it's Blue-on-Black crime.
Laura Washington, I'm going to give you the final word here. Is there something you want us to be thinking about or doing or saying right now?
Well, I think one of the things that I'm struck by in terms of the response in both these cases is that you don't hear enough voices from outside the community. Do white leadership, white congressmen, white business leaders in this city care about 9-year-old boys being gunned down? Do they care about the city of Chicago having to pay out a $5 million tax-supported settlement to the family of Laquan McDonald? Those voices are silent or muted. It's as though African Americans have to own the problem and that no one else feels responsibility, even though we all have to take responsibility and we all pay one way or the other.
Laura Washington is a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. She joined us from member station WBEZ. Corey Brooks is the pastor of New Beginnings Church on the city's south side. We reached him as he left a demonstration for Laquan McDonald. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.